some very heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
Yeah, Next Level is what they've called it. Some have, anyhow. Next Level stuff. From the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief, Wendy Block joining me, the Vice President of Business Advocacy and Member Engagement. Wendy, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Steve.
We knew that Right to Work was in trouble when the Democrats won in November of last year. That's come to pass. Prevailing wage has also been reinstated, it looks like. It hasn't been signed yet, but it's going to happen. But then there's this most outrageous thing that I saw, Wendy, and I'd like you to weigh in on. The idea that your union dues would be a fully refundable credit on your tax return, meaning me, a non-union person, get to subsidize union dues? I'm sorry, how is that legal?
Yeah, good question, Steve. I mean, some new bills have been introduced in the Michigan House, and I would say they are next level, right? They're a new type of pro-union, anti-business bills, and this is just one of them, right? There's a whole bunch of ideas out there that are, in our opinion, quite outrageous, an eight-bill package, and the refundable tax credit for union dues is just one of them.
Yeah.
It's a dollar-for-dollar thing.
Yeah, so if you have... I mean, you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe $1 billion. I don't know. Is it 2 hours a pay period or 2 hours a month? Whatever it is. If you assume that there's 600,000 union folks, right, and they pay, let's just say, $100 a month in union dues, yeah, that's $60 million a month. That's $720 million a year for you and I to pay. How has that ever happened?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good question, and we're still trying to do that math ourselves. I mean, we are only really able to do back-of-the-envelope sort of projections, but it could be up to $1 billion a year in terms of cost to taxpayers to allow unions to write off their union dues dollar for dollar. And if their income tax exceeds, their return exceeds the amount that they would otherwise get, they can get that money back in the form of a check. And, you know, we just don't think this is an appropriate use of taxpayer dollars.
It's not.
And, you know,
it's an outrage to working people everywhere. Then there's also payroll deductions for union political action committees. Allow private business to automatically deduct contributions to a union PAC, which, of course, would put pressure on them to do that, right?
Well, yes, and then kind of take that one step further, and they want to give unlimited campaign contributions, allow unions to be able to give unlimited campaign contributions while everyone else has to stay within the caps that are currently set under state law. So,
that's clearly unconstitutional. I mean, equal protection under the law, that runs obviously quite contrary to that. That one, I don't think that passes muster, but then again, it gets tied up in court. Your lawyers make tons of money. It drags on for a while. It's completely beyond the pale. The union should be able to donate as much as they want to a campaign, and the rest of us cannot, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I think what this package shows us is that they prefer to work on those issues where business and labor are going to be at odds and fighting with one another rather than trying to find ways to come together on the real problems facing our state, things like fixing our roads and working to solve our workforce crisis. Instead, we're talking about these things that frankly, are just often left field to the everyday Michigander and have people scratching their heads and saying, why this? This just doesn't seem like an issue that's facing me, and really quite counterproductive. And that's the unfortunate thing here.
Yeah, why would, if these things, now these are just being in the, these are not out of committee yet or onto the floor for votes yet, are they?
No, they're not. And frankly, they've just been introduced. But, you know, I think what we're seeing is some of the biggest supporters of Right to Work are the ones that are introducing these bills. These people that introduce these bills are, you know, not out in the fringe in terms of within their party. And, you know, they appear to be realistic and common sense type of people. But then you see these sorts of bills introduced and it makes you wonder. Just kind of where this agenda is going next, because I think the feeling is if they could pass Right to Work, they could maybe pass anything. And I would put this in the, you know, anything category. If they really set their mind to it, they could probably, you know, muster up the votes to get it done. But we're still trying to get a handle on that with leadership and the committee chair and all those sorts of things, but really just concerned about the introduction of these eight bills.
You know, we already know that the repeal of right to work and the return of prevailing wage will have a stymieing effect. It will stifle growth in Michigan business hearts. We know that. But if some of these things pass, like you have to put out your predictive how many hours you're going to work 2 weeks ahead of time, you know, what your schedule needs to be, which is nearly impossible for a lot of companies. Why would any company of any size or significance want to move to Michigan if these are the kinds of hurdles that you will have to get over?
Yeah, and I think that's the message that groups like the Michigan Chamber are trying to make with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, that, look, Michigan cannot have these wild swings in public policy, that we need to have some stability here for the business climate so we can attract and retain jobs. We are concerned about the repeal of right to work and the reinstatement of prevailing wage and how it will impact our state's economy and our overall competitiveness. And frankly, what message it sends on right to work to workers about their right to choose and to have freedom to decide how to use their hard-earned paycheck. And so, you know, these bills, I think, have a lot of our members with their ears perked up just saying, whoa, wait, like this is next level. And even some people would call it crazy stuff. And is this really where we're going as a state? And I think that's the message that we're kind of getting from these bill introductions, at the very least, is just kind of like a shot across the bow and everyone should be concerned.
Yeah, I think everyone should be concerned. Here's the thing, with basically a one seat margin, because any seat goes the other way, it's tied. And I think it's pretty remarkable how vicious the left is being in their approach to everything. There's no bipartisanship here. They're barely doing anything in conference. Anyhow, Wendy, greatly appreciate you being here as always. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
There you have it. Wendy Block from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. None of this is good. None of it. Still to come, Neil Frisk will be here from the 107th. Don't go anywhere.